Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Garrett. How can I help you?
Hey, Garrett. It's Drew.
Hey, Drew. How are you?
Good, good. Well, I've got some good news and some more work for us.
Okay.
So he's like, you know what? I really, really just want a VS2. And he's like, I'm willing to pay more, like more on the upper end, you know, like the one was $10,500.
Sure.
He's like, I'm willing to pay up to that, but I won't need to be a VS2.
Okay, so, so the 170 like ISI one was a, all right, so 85, but he likes the 170?
He's like, I want the 170, I want a VS2, and it can be an H. What do you got?
I don't have an HVS2. I have an HVS1 for 11.6. I have IVVS for 11.8. Let me see. When can he come back in?
He'll know later today. I know he was going to leave tomorrow, today or tomorrow, but he's like, I'll know in a couple hours if I am. But then he threw this at me, and he's like, I trust you. If I can't come in, you'll just pick it for me.
Okay. That helps because thanks, Mac. There's a 181. How much more? I mean, the thing is, like, there's a 181 HVS1 for 12.5. That's in house. There's a 170 HVS1 for 11.7. I mean, that he could pick. It's excellent, excellent faint. Faces up like a G. Let me see the millimeter, because that's really what's more important, because if you don't want them to get to that. Oh, it's the same size as the 170 ISI1, like they could be a match. It's 9.5 by 6.5. Could you go up to 11.7?
I think so. I kind of mentioned to him, I was like, what if it's a little bit more?
Yeah.
I think he'd be willing to. I think he'd be okay with it.
Okay, so like that's, you could tell him in like full confidence, I'm going to do you one better. We're not going to go to HVS2. We're going to go to VS1. The millimeter is just like the ISI1 that you had. So it's like you look at that and you go, okay, well, that's the shape I'm getting. That's the size I'm getting. It's excellent, excellent GIA. And he's in that higher clarity. And a higher color. And what did he say about when you, I know that you could tell the difference between that the G and the I, or the G and the I, right? You preferred the G. You said the G had more fire.
It did, and the I was actually a J.
Right.
And I told him, I was like, that's my opinion. You know, that's what it is.
Okay. And then the 150 is just too small. He likes the size of the 170.
Correct.
So 170 HVS1, 11.687 is less 2%. What is that math? Hold on. 11.
I would put it at 11,450 pretty much.
Minus 2%. Yeah, 11,453. Do you think that would work for him?
I think it would. Do you have some other options? Maybe if it's a little bigger VS2 that's in that price range.
No. Everything else is SI1 or VS1. Or more money, like, excuse me, frog in my throat. I have $13,000 options for days. I've got the opposite direction, which is SIs or SI2s. There's 170 IVS1 for $9,600, but it's smaller, like it's more of a, and it's got a pleasant shape, but it's 9 by 6.5, so it's not as long.
And he won't be back in town for like another week and a half, so I'm hoping to catch him before. So you've got like the 170 HVS1 in house.
Yeah, that I have.
And what you said you had? I'm sorry, I can't remember all those. You're saying some others that were maybe 11.8 or 12.5 or something.
Yeah, so like there's a 179 IVVS2 for 11.769, and I think that was, yeah, like, well, here's a 2-carat HVS2, but that bumps you up to 15. Yeah, the other one is a 179 IVVS2 for $11,769.
Okay. Yeah. What else you got?
That's what I've got. I with time, I can have whatever you need, but it's the holiday season, so.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. That's why I think the HVS1, or what did I say? Yeah, the HVS1's the right option. It's a little bit north of where I wanted to be.
Have you got your eyes on that one? Have you seen it, looked at it, and or can you look at it for me? Like, does it, you say it's faint fluorescence, but it does face up like a G?
It faces up super white. You're going to be happier with this than the eye, for damn sure. But it's also got, well, let me see the make. Wasn't the eye, no, the eye was excellent as well.
Well, and this thing, the G that was excellent VG, it looked better.
It
showed that fire to it anyway.
And that's the thing, though. Like, that is, like, when it comes to polish and symmetry, especially depth and table percentages, we found out the hard way, actually, they rarely calibrate their machines. We would figure it here, and it would be different than what's on the report. So there's already ambiguity there when it comes to polishing. So, like, they say it's very good, or they say it's excellent. There's a variance there, so it doesn't really, it doesn't affect the diamond. It all comes down to, you got to put your eyes on the diamond. You know, we don't buy a single one of them sight unseen. The end consumer shouldn't either. You know, like, a jeweler could pick it out for them, but it kills me because it's like, well, it's triple X. Well, I have triple X domes that have 62 tables. Since when? You know what I mean? Like, it's them that changed the variance. Not, you know, it's like, for me, 57 table, 62 depth, or a 60-60, depending on what logic you subscribe to. But what do you want to do? Because I'll need the other three back. I can't leave them there a week, and I can't park them. So if he really wants a 170, I have an HVS1. If you want to call him and say, hey, I could be leaving tomorrow, I could have it to you tomorrow morning, and he can come in and take a look at it.
Okay.
Otherwise, now I'll need him back, and we'll have to restart next week.
Right. And so that's I like that option to get this 170 in really quick for tomorrow.
Okay.
If he's like, yeah, let's you know, look.
Well, call
more,
and quote it to him real quick. He might just say, let's go. Like, you know, it might be easier if you just say, hey, I found exactly what you're looking for, and I can assure you, you're going to love the diamond. You call him up and say, hey, I've got a 170 HVS1. It's the same exact millimeter as the eye that you saw, but it's VS and in a color whiter. Here's the cost. Are you comfortable with that? And he might just say, yeah, we're good. But he can come back and pick up his ring when he's back.
And just for reference, in case he says something else, what I could tell him, if he's like, no, I want VS2, I want to see, like, and I send all these back, you think in the next week and a half time, you could find some VS2s?
I'm hoping in the next hour or two I'll have a VS2 price for you, but the problem is I know where I am on the HVS1, and I doubt my VS2 is going to be any cheaper. The replacement cost is not going to be that much. Like, that's why this makes more sense. But we want to be closer to 10, so I'm going to see what I can get. And I'll call you right back, but, like, maybe he says, oh, that's great. I'm going up to VS1. I'm going up a color grade. Perfect. If he says, well, do we save money going to VS2? Potentially. But here we are shaking a diamond tree during the holiday season. It's not easy. XX, VG Plus, fainting on. Let me see if I can find. I'm going to call you back with a VS2 option as well, okay? But my suspicions, I'd get them on the phone and say, hey, listen, I'm shopping, but I came across a deal. It's a little bit more because it's a VS1, but it's available, and the prettiest diamond is the one in your hand, unfortunately. But they don't know that. They don't know that. You can't tell him that. But
right.
But do me a favor. Give him a call real quick if you can. Pitch him this HVS1. If you can send the other three back to me, I will need them tomorrow, though, if you can.
Yeah, I don't know if I can guarantee for tomorrow, but for, say, Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday, yeah.
But for Friday for sure.
Okay.
Friday guaranteed, maybe tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate that. Just because now we got three there, I'm going to send you a fourth. And we've got a lot of calls for these things, so which is good. Natural's coming back. You know, I mean, it's about time. We've been selling too many labs and not making any money doing it, so... you know, it's just insane. $400, 2 carats. It's like, what are we doing? But I'm going to call you back, though, with a VS2 option, okay? But do me a favor, yeah, call them, quote them, this 170. It's a killer deal.
Do you think, if I could, could you get me closer to 11.5 on that, and I'll do the quick pay on it, if that's what
how much
go with?
Is the difference? 11.6.
$187 off the 2%.
No, what's the percent to get me down? Is it, I say, what is, nope, 11, you're dealing with a history major. I do my math 3 times. What is that, 3%? Not just 3%?
So what is it, you say it was 11,687, right, normally?
Yeah,
minus
3%.
3% would be 11,336.
I could do 3. If you do a quick pay on this one, I could do 3%.
Okay. Perfect. All right. I will talk with him.
Yeah, give me a call back. And while you're looking, while you're talking to him, just in case, I'm going to try and find a VS2, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, talk to you soon.
Sorry, thanks, Garrett.
All right, bye-bye.